You're listening to Making the World Right Night and Tonic Marketing Podcast. We'll host Mark Mason, building internet, business one night at a time. Building your business one night at a time.
Episode 38.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
Listening to the MasonWorld.com Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast with your host, Mark Mason, building internet businesses one night at a time.
All right. I hope everybody is absolutely doing fantastic. Wanted a little shout out to baby Morgan there. Actually, she's not a baby anymore. She is 2.5 years old, going on 22. She's just growing up so fast. And with a little help from some editing software, she was able to bring in the show there. I really appreciate that. For those of you that don't know about the secret content in the podcast, usually after the end of the outro music, I pause for a little while, leave a little dead air, and then I say something corny. And so you'll want to stick around. If you liked Morgan, there's going to be some more Morgan at the end. So if you want to stick around for that, that would be great. I would love to share that with you. It's been a crazy week in internet land this week. We have had this exact match domain name fiasco correction from Google. We're going to talk about that a little bit, see if we can get our arms around it. I also had an opportunity to have a lunch with Jason Van Orden from Internet Business Mastery this week. He was in Dallas, and we spent some time together talking about lots of things, including his new course. I want to talk to you about that a little bit and tell you what I think about that. We'll also briefly talk about the Corn Sheller site and whether it was or was not totally wiped out by this latest update. And then I want to wrap up a little bit by telling you my thoughts on the podcasting awards. No, I'm not going to ask you to vote for my show, but I am going to ask you to vote for a few of the shows that I think are the best shows on the internet for technology and business. So stick around for that and more this week on the Mason World Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. All right, so big week this week for Google. God, man, they have been so busy. For a long time, we have known that for some reason that makes absolutely no sense from a searcher point of view. If you built a domain around an exact match to the keywords that you were trying to optimize for, that would give you some extra boost in the rankings. We've been talking about this for, gosh, at least a year, maybe a couple of years. Like, I can't remember the first time that we started kind of focusing on this. I guess it's been 2 years that this has been really a big effect. And for a long time, a lot of us have been saying that this makes absolutely no sense. Obviously, almost usually only internet marketers are actually doing this. No one names their domain free dog training tips people love, or, I mean, you know, people, they don't name domains like that. They're Bob's Tips or, you know, something totally unrelated. Most really authoritative domains mean absolutely nothing, like Google and Facebook. I mean, they mean nothing. So the idea that Google would prioritize exact match domain names in the first place is kind of crazy. And I've always thought that one of the effects that was being observed was that since the keywords were in the domain URL, in the domain name, that meant that they were always or oftentimes in the anchor text. And I don't know if that is part of why exact match domain names were so heavily favored in the algorithm, but we know they were. And many times, even I myself have registered domain names that just zoomed to the top of the rankings. And sometimes it doesn't work, like in the case of the snoring site, but in the case of the corn sheller site, it works. And I've done affiliate product sniping in many cases. And so, you know, this stuff works. It has worked until Friday. So on Friday, Matt Cutts reported on Twitter that he gave a weather report. I love it when he does this. So he says, minor weather report, small upcoming Google algo change will reduce low quality, quote, exact match, unquote, domains in search results. Now, it may be a small update to Matt Cutts, and by small update, he means of the bazillion searches that are conducted, only a small percentage of those searches will be affected. But the truth of the matter is, for the internet marketing community, particularly for people like the AdSense flippers guys who teach and have been building many exact match domain names for a long time, that is a huge impact because a disproportionate number of their searches are coming from exact match domain keywords. So immediately on Friday and Saturday, people started noticing that there was a big dip in the ranking for exact match domain names. And the guys over at SEO Moz, over at SEOMoz.org, who track exact match domain influence, and they've got a graph where they show a big drop in the percentage of influence that exact match domains have. And the way they calculate this, by the way, if you've ever wondered how these guys track this stuff, in general what they do is they'll take keywords across many niches. So let's just take an example, maybe 100 niches. And within those niches, they'll take, 10 or 15 keywords each, and they will just week on week keep a record of what the top 100 results are for each keyword. And they keep a record of that, and they look for changes. And one of the things that they do each week is they run statistics on those results. And they might say, well, when we search for dog training tips, of the top 100 results that we get, how many of those domains have the words dog training tips in the URL, and how many of those are on page one, and so forth. And by keeping track of all that, they can get a measure of the exact domain name match influence, and they can track that over time. And what they'd been tracking for the last month was that exact match domain influence was 3.6%, which means that 36 out of 1,000 of the domains were exact matches in the SERPs that they looked at. They explained it in the blog post that you can read if you're interested by going to the show notes. So anyway, they track these statistics, and they're able to show this huge drop on that day of these things. But a lot of other people were also reporting that, in addition to the exact domain name matches, a couple of other weird things were happening. They saw that exact match domains that should have been matching, that were really good, high quality exact match domain names for things like brand names, the real things, that some of those rankings tanked. That's an undesired result. And then they also saw cases where exact match domain names that you might have thought would have tanked didn't tank. And then at the same time, they were seeing that there was some domains that tanked that didn't have an exact match domain name. So, the AdSense flipper guys, they were kind of really hard hit because they've been doing this a lot. And they show their data over in an excellent post on the AdSense Flippers website, where they talk about exactly how much they were affected financially and so forth. It's a pretty big hit for them, I think. And you can find a link to that in the show notes. But basically, they were seeing at one point a 69% drop in traffic You know, they got hit really hard, and a 68% drop in earnings. In the sites that they were reporting, they went from $130 a day down to $43 a day. So, ouch. So, you know, this is a big hit. And upon further investigation, it turns out that once you look at all of the changes, it seems that in addition to the exact domain name change that Google pushed out, they also pushed out an update to Panda. Now, you may not be aware of this, but I've explained this a couple times. We even talked about it last week. Panda, the Google program that tries to help with the ranking, actually it's, you know, it's kind of a program that identifies poor websites, is a machine learning algorithm. And as I've described before, the way in general these machine learning algorithms work is you get thousands and thousands of humans to look at thousands and thousands or tens of thousands of websites and record stuff about the websites, the quality, the trustworthiness, stuff like that. And you record all that in a database. And then you get a program to look at those websites, a web crawler to look at those websites. And the web crawler tries to find things about the websites that correlate to things that the humans saw. So maybe the humans picked bad websites, and maybe the web crawler notices that in most cases the content was 300 words or less. Or maybe, you know, the crawler notices that the dates in the post aren't recent. Or maybe the crawler notices that the content is published elsewhere on the web, those sorts of things. And it looks at, you know, as many things as it can, and it tries to learn how to get the same answer that the humans got, kind of like a bad sci-fi movie. Well, that algorithm has been updated 20 times since it was launched, you know, earlier this year. So it, in addition to the exact domain name update, they also launched a Panda update, and that confused all of these results. In addition to that, I can absolutely guarantee you that there will be more exact domain name update tweaks, because I can tell that they have not gotten it exactly right, because there are some exact domain names that are still ranking that shouldn't be, and some exact domain names that got knocked out of the SERPs that shouldn't have gotten knocked out. So the question is then becomes, what in the world should you be doing if you might get hit or you did get hit by the exact domain name update or the latest Panda update? So here's the real answer. The real answer is nobody knows. I don't know. I mean, I really don't. So I'm not going to tell you that I do, but I do have an opinion, which probably doesn't surprise any of you. So I think that most people who have exact domain names that were ranking prior to the exact domain name correction last week, most of those people were benefiting from a boost that Google took away. So that means, really, I think my opinion, based on what I'm reading in the press and what Matt Cutts has said, is that really there, this isn't an exact domain name penalty per se. What it really is a leveling of the playing field. And so the kind of things that you want to do to recover from an exact domain name tank, if you had an exact domain name that was ranking well and now it's not, it might be because you no longer are getting the extra benefit that you were getting. That means you've got to work hard like everybody else to build links, analyze the links that your competition has, and go ahead and get more and better links with the properly diversified anchor text that you should have had to get in the first place if it wasn't for this weird exact domain name match problem. So my advice, at least at this point, is to do your normal SEO, just do more of it. That means don't over-optimize your link anchor text. Make sure that you're focusing on quality links as much as possible. make sure that you have a social presence and you're getting social signals to the site like we've talked about before, and make sure that you've got a wide variety of different kinds of backlinks coming in to the site just like you normally would. You know, another thing that people don't do nearly enough of is analyze the backlinks of the first two or three or four results for that keyword. See where their backlinks are coming from, what kind of backlink profile they have, and do your best to duplicate that and improve on that. So if they've got EDU links, go find out where they're getting them and get some of your own. I mean, that's the one of the more effective ways to defeat your search engine enemies is by looking at what their where their backlinks are coming from. So that's my idea. Above all, as always, don't panic and don't build businesses that, if you can help it, that completely depend on Google, because one thing is for sure, and that is that Google's updates will continue to change. They will continue to make updates to the search engine algorithms, and there will be many. They posted on the Inside Search, on the Google Inside Search, Google Search blog, they posted on October 4th the number of changes for August and September. Would you believe that there were 65 released changes to the Google search engine algorithms for August and September, 65 total? I'll put a link to the list in the show notes. So if you think that the search engine results that you're getting today are going to be the same as the ones you're going to get next month, you're going to be sadly mistaken. So it means that you've got to keep working on SEO, keep building quality websites, keep putting your readers first, and keep building the kind of websites that makes the internet better, because Google's got more money than you do and smarter engineers, and they're eventually going to catch up with you. So before we leave this topic, I wanted to give a shout out to loyal fan Chuck Brown. Chuck's been around for a long time, and he left an excellent rant on the Facebook fan page over at masonworld.com/Facebook. He says, "My experience, for what it may or may not be worth, is that this algorithm update was hardly limited to EMDs. I do have some of those. One, for instance, that has been at number two for many months, has dropped out of the top 400. Another of those, no movement at all. The rankings were suffering from the over-optimization penalty and still are. But others, which have nothing to do with EMDs, have gotten knocked down hundreds of spots for no obvious reason. These are high-value sites in various niches, not just article sites. It's conceivable that they've tightened up the percentage on the over-optimization stuff or added some other eye of newt into their witch's brew. I don't hate Google as a company, but I'm now far beyond disappointment with their search results. At what price do they bow to the gods of algorithms rather than introducing a human factor? What would it really cost them to hire and train a staff to manage the top 20 to 30 spots across all genres? All I know is that what we're getting now is crap. I would challenge Matt Cutts or anyone else to defend what has been done to my websites. I don't believe they could do so on any legitimate grounds." And that's what Chuck Brown has to say. Thanks for the feedback, Chuck. I really appreciate that. Of course, now we know that part of what Chuck is seeing is yet another Panda update. And I agree with Chuck, and I guess that's what Panda is trying to do, is trying to programmatically introduce a human factor. But no one can do this better than humans. And in fact, Bing has had this test recently where they challenge, it's like the Pepsi challenge for search engines. They challenge you to look at their results side by side with Google's results and pick the ones that you like best. And my understanding is they've been kicking Google's butt. I don't know exactly how they're doing it, but I'll try to find a link to that and put it in the show notes as well. I think Jonathan Leger was pointing that out to me the other day, that this is going on. And it's basically the Pepsi challenge. For those of you that aren't in the U.S. or maybe don't remember that, once upon a time when Pepsi was trying to gain market share versus Coca-Cola, they would go on the street and they would blind taste test Coke versus Pepsi, and their claim was that most people preferred Pepsi over Coke. Now, I don't prefer Pepsi over Coke, not anywhere close, but apparently a lot of people did. And so that's the kind of thing that's happening to Google, is that Bing is starting to gain some ground. And so they're going to have to be careful, and they're going to have to get this figured out, because right now, as Chuck points out, a lot of the results just don't really make any sense. So that's my thoughts on the exact domain name algorithm. If you've got other opinions, I want to hear about it. Come talk to me at masonworld.com/feedback, or give me a call on the feedback hotline at 214-444-8655. If you disagree with what I've had to say, or maybe you've got a different opinion or some more information, I want to hear from you. I'll play your feedback on the show and we'll talk about it. All right. Well, you know, I had lunch with my buddy Jason Van Orden from Internet Business Mastery the other day. He was in Dallas for a wedding. And my main objective in this lunch meeting was to get an opportunity to see his new baby, Calliope. Oh my gosh, she is absolutely gorgeous. She's every bit of, I think, 7 months old now or something. Totally adorable and really cool. I also got to see Jason's wife, Mel, again. Shout out to Mel. She's got a new gig, and that's going well for her. I'm really excited for her. So things are good. Jason and I talked a lot about the new micro niche profit site that he, or micro niche profits course that he is offering over at Internet Business Mastery. You can get to that course from masonworld.com/micro if you want to check it out. They offered that course. I was really impressed with why they're offering the course and the response that they had. They offered the course in order to fill a gap that they saw in their marketplace. So for those of you that aren't familiar with the Internet Business Mastery Academy, which you can also check out at masonworld.com/academy. Both of those, by the way, as usual, are affiliate links. But if you look at the Internet Business Mastery Academy, what you can see is this is a course about how to build an authority website and become an expert in your niche and help people and build a platform and eventually sell products that you create to those people. This is a proven method that's been used time and time again to make money on the internet. Works really well. And those guys are probably one of the best at doing that and teaching how to do it. But what they found was that, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And some people aren't, while that may be their long-range plan, they really also need a short-range plan. They want some proof to feel like that this making money on the internet's real. And so they need some quick success. And one thing about building yourself up as an expert is while it can go fast, it usually doesn't. It usually takes a long time, months and sometimes years, to establish yourself as an expert in a field to the point where you're making an income that you can, you know, that you could provide for a household with. And that's just the reality of doing it, but it's cool because you're building something that can last a very long time and can grow to be very large, you know, multiple six-figure income kind of stuff. Well, they needed another product to address this gap in their marketplace where people were looking to make some money faster. And so they created micro niche profits, and basically they're teaching the kind of stuff that I teach over here at masonworld.com. And I'm in the process of going through the course. Jason and Jeremy now gave me access to the course, and I'm going through it. But they teach a lot of the really, you know, kind of things that I teach here with regard to keywords and so forth. And so that's a really cool thing to go check out. If you're interested in that and you have questions about it, don't hesitate to contact me directly and I'll be happy to answer that. I've already fielded quite a few questions from people who wanted to know whether they should join the Academy or they should join Micro Niche Profits. The one thing about Micro Niche Profits right now is the more expensive option that includes coaching is sold out and closed, but they've just reopened the less expensive option does not include coaching. And you can see all of that at masonworld.com/micro. Just a warning to you, it's not cheap. And I'm not really trying to sell it to you other than to say, if you're interested in that kind of niche profits course that's described there, my belief is that that's shaping up to be a pretty good one. They've finished the first three modules and they're working on module number four. And I think there are seven total modules in the course. And one of the cool things is the seventh module of the course is a module that ends up teaching you how to convert your sites that perform, your micro sites that perform, into authority sites with a bigger potential for income. And so that sounds like a really clean strategy to me. I mean, it makes me think, you know, you throw a lot of things up against the wall that you're interested in and see what sticks. And for the stuff that sticks, you make something that's really good. So, you know, if you look at that in the context of the Corn Sheller site, for example, that thing stuck. And, you know, now if I wanted to become the world's expert in corn shellers, God help me, then I could do that and that'd be good. So, check it out. If you got questions about that, let me know. And just know that the link that I gave you, masonworld.com/micro, it is an affiliate link. And if you're not cool with that, feel free to go to the micronicheprofits.com site and check it out yourself. Okay, so the last thing I wanted to talk to you about, well, two things really that I had left. One was, the question that's got to be on your mind is the Corn Sheller site affected by the exact domain name match problem? And the answer is no, at least not at this point. Corn Sheller is alive and well, getting record amounts of traffic. I'll try to include a traffic snapshot in the show notes, but I think we're, you know, getting 300 visitors a day or something like that, which is just amazing to me. And it's still generating money every day, you know, kind of a buck or two. I say every day, on average every day. I don't know that it actually generates money every day. Last month it generated $40 and we're on target to do something similar, perhaps slightly less this month. It's hard to say because this thing tends to peak up during the weekends and then trail off. And the other thing about eBay is the cookies last for a long time. So you'll find, if you look at the report, and maybe I'll include this in the show notes as well, if you look at the report of what we're actually selling on eBay, it's a lot of stuff besides corn shellers out of a lot of different markets, because the cookies apply across all of eBay. So once somebody gets into eBay looking for corn shellers, if they see something else that they want, like some old truck parts or something, we get the commission for that. So that's kind of cool. I like that very much. And so that's still good. So don't worry about the corn sheller site. I'll keep you updated on that as things progress. Okay, so now the last thing. So the last thing I wanted to talk to you about were the annual podcast awards. And no, I'm not going to ask you to nominate Mason World Internet Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, unless you want to. No, seriously, I think there are two podcasts that I definitely want you to nominate. I want to ask you to take the time and go nominate these podcasts, because I think they are two of the most awesome podcasts on the web and they deserve nomination. The first podcast that I want you to nominate in the technology category is Cliff Ravenscraft's podcast, Answer Man Podcast. Now, you may have something else you like in the technology category, and that's if you do, that's fine. But I love that podcast. It's a big reason why this show exists. So if you like this show and you want to do me a solid, nominate Cliff. And then in the business category, strongly recommend that you nominate my good friend Pat Flynn in the business category. I think he has a really good chance of winning this year. If you don't listen to his Smart Passive Income podcast, you should. It is absolutely excellent. And so I strongly recommend that you nominate those two podcasts. Now, you only get one shot at the nomination, so you've got to be ready with all of your podcasts when you go over there. And I will put a link to the show notes for that nomination. You can get to it at masonworld.com/ /nominate. That's masonworld.com/nominate. Be sure and nominate Pat and Cliff, the podcast Answer Man and Smart Passive Income, and hopefully they will win an award. Well, hey, you know what that sound means? Another show in the can. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I really appreciate it. And always remember what I always remember, which is what Zig Ziglar had to say. You can get everything in life that you want by getting other people what they want.
Thank you for listening to the Mason World Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. Got some thoughts about today's episode? Drop Mark a line at masonworld.com or call his digital feedback line at 214-444-8655. Most of all, have an awesome day.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you
bitty bottle went up the water round. Down came the rain and washed by the left. Out came the energizer away. And the itty bitty bottle went up the water round.
Yay! Good job, Morgan.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.